Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Government notifies 11 more international ports enabling e-visa holder foreigners to enter India. At least 132 people killed following 7.4 magnitude earthquake in Western Colombia. U.S. Federal Court rejects criminal charges against Indian businessman Gautam Adani in alleged fraud and bribery case. U.S. to soon make online applications mandatory for several immigration benefits, including green cards, citizenship and asylum. And India wins 17 medals, including 4 gold at Under-23 Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria. And now the news in detail. The government has notified 11 more international ports enabling foreign nationals holding e-visas to enter India through these designated points. The new additions include 9 land ports and 2 airports. With this, the total number of international ports facilitating entry of e-visa holders has risen to 88. A report.
The Home Ministry said the newly notified points include Bhopal and Tirupati airports and 9 land ports at Agartala, Atari, Daranga, Gede, Gojatanga, Haridaspur, Jaigaon, Dwaki and More. The Ministry said the move will further enhance the attractiveness and utility of the e-visa facility for international travellers. Around 95% of e-visa applications are processed in less than 72 hours. Introduced in 2014 for nationals of 43 countries, the e-visa facility has now been extended to citizens of 172 countries. It is currently available under 17 subcategories, including tourist, business, medical, student, transit, cruise and mountaineering visas. The ministry said India now issues roughly 78% of its visas electronically. Ishani Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
At least 132 people were killed following a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit Western Colombia yesterday. More than 570 others have been injured. According to U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the quake was near San Jose del Palmar in the Chocó region, about 400 kilometers west of the capital, Bogota. The quake damaged hundreds of buildings and trapped several people under debris. Rescue teams and local residents searched through the rubble for survivors. Colombian President Abelardo de Lespriella has declared an emergency to speed up funding for relief and recovery operations. The tremors were also felt in the neighboring Ecuador and Panama, though no major damage was reported there. A U.S. federal court has dismissed criminal charges against Indian businessman Gautam Adani in an alleged fraud and bribery case. Brooklyn-based U.S. District Judge Nicholas Geroffis approved a request by federal prosecutors to drop the case. Gautam Adani has welcomed the U.S. court verdict with humility and deep respect for the judicial process. He said that throughout the challenging period, his faith in truth, fairness and the rule of law remained unwavering. Mr. Adani expressed gratitude to those who continue to have faith in him, the legal system and India's capacity for justice. He said the Adani group would remain committed to nation building, creating lasting value and serving a larger purpose. The Indian Navy, U.S. Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal Exercise 2026 has commenced at Southern Naval Command Kochi yesterday. It will continue till 14th of this month. The bilateral exercise aims to enhance interoperability and strengthen professional cooperation between the specialist diving and EOD teams of the two navies. A report.
The 5-day exercise will comprise subject matter expert exchanges, cross-training, equipment demonstration and scenario-based practical exercises. The program will facilitate the exchange of contemporary EOD methodologies, emerging technologies and best practices while providing both sides an opportunity to gain insights into each other's capabilities, operational concepts and employment philosophies. The exercise is designed to promote collaborative learning and operational synergy, enabling personnel from both navies to refine procedures, enhance mutual understanding and strengthen their ability to respond effectively to complex and evolving EOD challenges. The Indian Navy and US Navy have been conducting joint salvage and EOD exercise since 2005. This engagement marks the 8th edition of this specialized bilateral training exercise.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States will soon make online applications mandatory for several immigration benefits, including green cards, citizenship and asylum, in a move aimed at improving efficiency and reducing operational costs. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, said in a new rule published in the Federal Register that forms which have been available for electronic filling for at least 180 days will be required to be submitted online. The rule will also establish a process to make immigration forms available exclusively online after providing applicants with at least 60 days' notice. The changes could affect a wide range of immigration benefits, including green card applications and renewals, family-based petitions, citizenship applications, asylum claims, employment authorization and temporary protected status filings. Applicants will generally be required to use a USCIS online account. They can either complete the form online or upload a PDF of the completed form along with supporting documents. The USCIS said the move is intended to streamline the immigration application process and lower administrative costs. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, met head of Mashav, Israel's Agency for International Development Cooperation, Einat Shnein, in Jerusalem to discuss ways to further expand and deepen the India-Israel Development Partnership through Mashav. The discussions covered cooperation in several areas, including centers of excellence in agriculture, capacity building in agriculture and water management, and new avenues of cooperation in aquaculture. The Indian Embassy in Israel said the two sides also exchanged views on further strengthening the partnership. Mashav, under Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, was established to share Israeli knowledge, expertise and technologies with other countries to help them address development challenges. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat is scheduled to address members of the Indian American community during his U.S. visit later this month as part of the organization's global outreach during its centenary year. Mr. Bhagwat will address an event titled Universal Oneness Celebrations at Madison Square Garden in New York on August 29th, organized by American Hindus for Engagement and Dialogue, or AHEAD. More than 5,000 Indian Americans are expected to attend the event, which will also feature cultural programs and performances. In a statement, Aditi Banerjee of the AHEAD Forum said, the event marks the celebrations of the Hindu festival of Raksha Bandhan while presenting a contemporary message of unity, civic responsibility and global harmony. She said, the event will also feature faith-based speakers. India has made a strong start at the Under-23 Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria, winning 17 medals, including 4 gold on the opening day. More from our correspondent.
The Indian contingent has secured 4 gold, 4 silver and 9 bronze medals at the championship, which began on Sunday and will conclude on August 14. Indian fencers reached the podium in all 6 individual events across the sabre, foil and épée disciplines. In the men's sabre event, Nikhil Wagh won the gold medal while Lakshay Badasar secured silver. Ashwini Arya and Leshram Moramba bagged bronze medals. In men's foil, Tejas Patil won silver and Himash Sansam secured bronze. In men's Zepe, Lokesh Vemani claimed silver while Shaurya Ashwini and Godwin Enbakes won bronze. In the women's events, Joyce Ashita clinched gold in foil with teammate Kanak Lakshmi winning silver. Prachi Lohan won gold in women's epee while Nivedya Nair and Anupriya secured bronze medals. In women's sabre, Jeffelyn bagged gold, Akhari won silver and Shreya Gupta took bronze. India will look to build on its strong opening day performance in the remaining events of the championship. Yashasvi Kiryal for Akash News, Delhi.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Government notifies 11 more international ports enabling e-visa holder foreigners to enter India. At least 132 people killed following 7.4 magnitude earthquake in Western Colombia. U.S. Federal Court rejects criminal charges against Indian businessman Gautam Adani in alleged fraud and bribery case. U.S. to soon make online applications mandatory for several immigration benefits, including green cards, citizenship and asylum. And India wins 17 medals, including 4 gold, at Under-23 Commonwealth Fencing Championship in Lagos, Nigeria. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.